Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'll be completely honest. I pat myself in the back when I'm right. I thought the Steelers, I didn't know if this was Tomlin's last year. I didn't get it. I thought the organization was tone deaf to offense. I thought they brought Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. And I watched Sean Payton get rid of Russell Wilson. And I'm like, yeah, I think it's kind of over. And Justin Fields, good kid. That didn't work. And I got to tell you, let's be honest about Russell Wilson. His 10 years in Seattle with Pete Carroll, his 1 year with Sean Payton, and his 1 year with Mike Tomlin. You know what you get? Mobility, a winner, 64% completion percentage, 100 passer rating, a very optimistic guy who loves football. He may not be for everybody, but the deep ball is back in Pittsburgh.
Really? So it's really the opposite of what Colin Cowherd thought. Oh, the Steelers are allergic to offense. No, they were hunting offense.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring in Justin Fields because he's better than what we had. Let's bring in Russell Wilson because he's better than what we had. The Steelers can score points. It's a brave new world. It's a wonderful thing. And now the Steelers at 7-2 are a contender. And I am in love with what is happening with the national media right now, Doran. Russell Wilson, seemingly, among talking heads nationally, not a popular guy. The toxic positivity, people view him a fraud. Sean Payton worked in media. Mark Schlereth worked in media. Neither of those guys liked him. I think it seeped out, right? Meanwhile, the national media loves Mike Tomlin. So now you've got a guy being coached by a guy that everyone loves, and no one likes him. And I think it makes their heads want to explode.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that Mike Tomlin's being talked about right now in the national media is very annoying to me. I heard Amy Lawrence driving in, and she said Mike Tomlin is deserving of being the NFL's coach of the year. Of that, I have no doubt. I don't disagree with that. But then she had to throw the addendum on there. See, Steelers fans, you guys have been wrong the whole time. Same thing with Albert Breer. Same thing last week with Rich Eisen. And same thing with Mike Greenberg. All the Tomlin defenders from before now saying, see, we were right all along. Well, no, both things can be true. Mike Tomlin is having a wonderful season. Mike Tomlin has also been decidedly average for like the last 7 years. It's okay to admit both things are true.
Yeah. I mean, look at the last couple seasons. I mean, Mike Tomlin had his handprints on all, you know, the whole Kenny Pickett era.
Right.
I mean, so, you know, what are you supposed to think? Like, whenever you do transition out of a Hall of Fame quarterback and you have to figure it out at that position, and you go with a draft pick, your first-round draft pick that's young, and it doesn't work, it's like, what? Okay, like maybe this is time for the Steelers to head in a different direction, maybe go with an offensive-minded head coach, a younger head coach. I mean, that's just truth. You know, why wouldn't you feel that way? We see it with our eyes. And then Mike Tomlin makes the adjustment and was like, I need a veteran quarterback. That's how I can win. And he's been right so far.
And a veteran OC.
And a veteran OC that was a head coach before. Had it with a defensive coordinator who was a head coach before.
Yes.
Had it with an offensive coordinator and Todd Haley who was a head coach before he came here. That seems to have to work for Mike Tomlin.
He's going back to the future, really.
Mm-hmm.
When he came into the league, he was a delegator and a really good one. And you had Dick LeBeau as your defensive coordinator, and he deferred to him, not wanting to coach that style of defense, but I'm going to go with it because that's the personnel you got, and you got this guy. Well, now you need to evolve. And I think Mike Tomlin is probably leaving Arthur Smith and Russell Wilson kind of to their own devices.
There's no doubt.
Like, I don't have to worry about you guys. I think the fake punt's a perfect example of that. We're going to do this thing, and if it fails, I have faith in my offense that we can get it done. I'm sure you had a little faith in the defense. Okay, we fail here. We'll give up just a field goal or something like that. But it reminds me of the Ben-led teams. And you are going to get a more aggressive style from Mike Tomlin. The reason why I'm not going to say, oh, I was wrong about Tomlin these last few years, though, is what you said. He had a massive say in the fact that Kenny Pickett was brought in here. And in the hiring of Matt Canada, in the not firing of Matt Canada, he was able to coach his way out of it to a 9-8 season after starting 2-6 and to a 10-7 season when everything looked lost, and he should be commended to an extent for that, but he had to dig himself out of the hole that he created. Well, now they've changed the roster and he's winning again. So both things can be true.
Mm-hmm.
Texter, I think the top dog law guys are aliens. If the Steelers beat the Ravens on Sunday, and because of Callis's musical talents, I think he needs to do a Top Dog Law parody where the top dog is Russell Wilson.
Can you do that?
That sounds like an exciting project.
See, he lit up over there like a Christmas tree.
He popped up, yes.
Super excited about that. You know what I was thinking about this morning, weirdly? Because I mentioned that the Steelers are 10-2, their last 12 regular season games with competent quarterback play. What if Mason Rudolph didn't play well at the end of last season? I almost think they needed to see him play well to know that Kenny wasn't the answer. Like, if he sucked...
You're thinking that Kenny would be back?
I'm thinking there would have been a chance, yeah. Like, this isn't just a Kenny issue. This is a scheme issue. This might be a personnel issue. But then Mason goes in there and lights it up, and they go, oh, wow. Like... yeah, you've got different play callers, no doubt about that, but it's the same scheme. If Mason didn't come in and play well, you're thinking, okay, this whole thing's trash, let's burn it down. But because he played well with the same principal pieces in the same scheme, you go, okay, maybe Kenny Pickett was the problem.
I think that if your scenario that you just said, if Mason didn't play well and Kenny Pickett was back, I think he'd be back with Russell Wilson here, though. I don't think Justin Fields would be here. I think Russell Wilson still would be here, and he'd still be the starter. I think Kenny would be relegated to the backup with a new regime.
Kenny played on Sunday a little bit.
He did. He had a tush push.
He did have a
first
tush push.
First down.
You know, Pomp got me all hot and bothered on Saturday. Pomp tweeted out that Kenny Pickett was going to start the game.
He did.
And it got 8 million retweets. And as we were loading up Callis's vehicle with some of the tailgating paraphernalia just prior to the pit game, I said to one of the promotions guys, Brian, I said, can you guys believe Kenny Pickett starting today? And Seth Davis, who is a huge Eagles fan, I said, you hated when they brought in Kenny Pickett. You and I were with him. He hated it. He said, I can't believe they brought this Kenny Pickett guy in. I said, well, how about he's starting? He said, no, he's not. I said, yes, he is. He said, where'd you learn that? I said, Pomp. He said, yeah, Pomp. Pomp read the internet wrong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I said this before the season. I 100,000% know for a fact Kenny will start against the Steelers.
You just feel it in the cosmos.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Some way, somehow, Kenny Pickett will be the starter or play majority of the game against the Steelers in December.
If he does, the Steelers will finally win a regular season game in Philadelphia. I do think Kenny landed in a good spot, though.
Yeah, exactly where he needs to be. He's close to home, and he's a backup. He can learn. He doesn't need to go in there and have to win games and have any pressure. It's good for him right now.
Real quick, you did mention the Russ thing. If Russ hurt his calf, which he did, you know, Kenny would have started the first probably four games or so of the season. And I wonder how things would look.
I don't know. We don't need to know.
No. No more Kenny. Texter, I saw something last night that said Jake Paul's going to make $40 million and Tyson will make $20 million.
If you're Mike Tyson, you'll take that, right?
Absolutely. That's why they're going to be kissing after the event.
No, they're not.
Because they're going to be just counting their $60 million. Breaking NFL news, Shane Waldron out as Bears offensive coordinator.
Yep. Already?
Yeah, that'll fix it.
Didn't he just get hired?
That'll fix it.
Wait, he just got hired this year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Shane Waldron was the guru behind saving Geno Smith's career in a lot of people's minds. So he goes to Chicago, and obviously he's the problem. It can't be Eberflus, Doran. Can't be Eberflus. It's got to be his fault.
That's That's ridiculous. That's scapegoating 101.
I know that that coaching staff sucks ass. And I don't think Waldron does. I thought Waldron was kind of a hot head coaching candidate.
He was.
Like, that's all Eberflus, right?
Yes.
But I did see a cut-up of clean pocket throws from Caleb Williams where he's just missing left and right.
Durton.
Yeah. But he's a rookie. But still, like, the coaching staff doing him no favors. They got weapons. Like, that should be a good offense. But some franchises just are a joke, and they perennially are a joke.
Yeah.
The Bears. Oh, my. Different quarterback, same results. Wonder what's going on there. Oh, it might be the Bears.
Yes.
Oh, the Jets. You bring in Aaron Rodgers. What's going on there? Oh, I don't know. It might be the Jets. What's going on with Carolina, though they've won two in a row? Oh, I don't know. It might be the Panthers. Some franchise. The Browns.
Yep.
Doesn't matter who's the quarterback of the Browns. The Browns is the Browns.
Only one is the exception now. Is the team the Steelers just faced.
Washington, but they fired their owner into the sun. And that'll change some things.
That'll change a lot.
One more that did change is Detroit.
They did, after so long.
Oh my gosh. If the Steelers don't win the Super Bowl, I'm rooting for the Lions.
Me too.
You played there.
Yep.
Good fan base?
Yes, I guess. I mean, it's tough being a fan base whenever your team loses all the time. But they still showed up, so I have a lot of respect for them. And the Bills as well. Bills the best fan base outside the Steelers.
Did you play? You played on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
What's that like?
Awesome.
You liked it?
Yeah. Yeah. I played in the one. I think it might have been 12, actually. That slate, 12 p.m., and family gets to come up, and then you go get have Thanksgiving dinner after that. You would get a nice win. I had a nice catch.
It's
cool. But everybody, you know everybody in the whole entire country and outside of the country is watching that game.
Oh, for sure.
So like, I was like, every single person that loves football is watching this game.
Don't screw it up,
Dickerson. There's no other game. So it was pretty cool.
I would like to thank the Lions for being good because we've been subjected to them on Thanksgiving every year forever, even when they were bad.
Yep.
And they were mostly always bad. Did you win the game?
Yes, beat the Packers.
How about that?
Yep.
Former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers got raked over the coals by the New York media, but Russell Wilson got brought into the conversation. I think it's worth reacting to when we come back. Jason Lock and Four at the bottom of the hour. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Pretty company.
I hate to say it, man. It's like Aaron Rodgers has completely sucked the air out of the building. And I think so many guys are deferring to who he is in their minds. And in their minds and in my mind, he is a first ballot Hall of Fame player. One of the great quarterbacks when he was in his prime that we have ever seen. Very few people throw the ball like him. And I used to say that Dan Marino, Joe Namath, and Aaron Rodgers all threw the ball significantly different than everybody else. Like, we've never seen anything like it. And I will go to my grave still thinking that those three players were that special when they were throwing the ball and how they looked at throwing it. It was just so natural and amazing. But, you know, since he has come here over the last 2 years, every player on this team, I feel like, has deferred everything to him. And the reason I say that is because Russell Wilson said something about Mike Williams yesterday, and it was being reported during the game that when Mike Williams showed up to Pittsburgh, he showed up with such a big smile, and he was so happy, like he was so unencumbered by playing for the Jets and with the Jets and with Aaron Rodgers, that he makes the game-winning touchdown catch over his left shoulder in an amazing series sequence of events, because the reason he's on the field is because a guy that would have been out there on the field.
Okay, enough out of you, Boomer. The juxtaposition of Rodgers and Wilson is fascinating to me, because Aaron Rodgers was beloved by the national media until he started going all goofy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And really being just a jackass.
Mm-hmm.
Russ had to fight this perception that he's some bad guy. Oh, he's too happy. This guy who goes to children's hospital, he's too happy. It's this toxic positivity. And let me tell you something. I'm here for the Russell Wilson image rehabilitation tour. Like, I find this guy absolutely delightful, Doran. He's so easy to root for. Justin Fields, super easy to root for. And then you just look at what's going on with the Jets and a guy who is, he hasn't ruined the organization because the organization was in ruin when he got there, but he hasn't helped the organization. Meanwhile, both quarterbacks have come in for the Steelers this year, put on big boy pants, put on smiling faces when they've both gone through adversity prior to this and here. Like, Russ probably felt like he was healthy and wasn't playing. Justin Fields probably felt like he was playing pretty well, and then he got benched, and then he put on a smiling face and had all the right things to say. It's just refreshing. This is, to me, the easiest Steelers team to root for in a long time, and I think the quarterbacks have an awful lot to do with that.
I mean, the people that have talked bad about Russ, it's because, you know, I mean, especially Sean Payton, and, you know, whenever somebody doesn't do what you want or they don't fit what you want and you know, they kind of go a different direction and you don't agree with it and you have the power to try to tarnish them. I mean, that's what some people do, especially in at that level of sport. And Sean Payton knows a lot of people in the media, and, you know, people believe Payton because he's Sean Payton.
He's a genius.
Yeah, right. You know, and, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that everything is true, because somebody doesn't agree with the way that you do things and it doesn't fit your style and your mentality. A lot of egos are had at the NFL level, and Sean Payton and a lot of coaches have crazy egos, and if you don't do what they want or if you do something different, they will tarnish you if they have the opportunity to do it.
Sure.
Even if it's not true, just because you just don't fit what they want to do.
Right. And I do think that, of course, Mike Tomlin has an ego.
Yes.
Of course, Russell Wilson has an ego. Everyone's got an ego. You don't do our job without having an ego either. I mean, I sit here and listen to myself talk for 2 hours a day. Like, come on. Thank you, Nick. He was quick to jump in on that one. You got an ego too, weird guy. But it seems like they have checked it at the door. Like, Russ needs to rehabilitate his image.
I don't think that Russ ever really had a serious one. That's what I'm trying to say.
What do you mean?
I don't think that he ever really had that super crazy ego that everybody was talking about, why nobody liked him. I think that it's not really much of a rehabilitation. It's more of like, okay, like, I'm going to be me.
It's image rehabilitation.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Because I don't think he's the guy he's been painted out to be either.
Right.
But you can't possibly like that representation of you.
Right, right.
And you need to go get a job after this, whether it's here or someplace else. And he's come in here, played well, said all the right things, handled the quote-unquote quarterback controversy, nailed that, passed it with flying colors. Same thing with Fields. And then Tomlin knows he needs to win a playoff game, and I think he ceded some of his power to Russell Wilson and to Arthur Smith and checked his ego at the door and said, I'm going to let you guys run that show offensively, and I'm going to put trust in you. And I think it's a brilliant thing that's going on here in Pittsburgh. And then we got someone who texts in and says, Crowley, you look like a guy who poops. I do. We all do.
All of us.
Everybody poops. There's a book about that. Did you read that one as a kid?
Nope.
Helps you with potty training.
Oh.
Callus, you still have something to learn. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up next, Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, but he also hosts a radio show in Baltimore. And I want more of that guy today. I want more of the Baltimore guy than the insider guy today, and we'll talk to Jason coming up next. It's Ravens week. We're going to hear Mike Tomlin utter those words today. AFC North Kitchen, things of that nature. And we're joined right now by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. We'll tap into that insider brain of yours, Jason, but also the Baltimore side of your brain.
Sure.
What are Ravens fans thinking about this week. It feels like, at least to me, Jason, for the first time in a long time, a heavyweight fight between these two teams.
Yeah, there's no two ways about that. We didn't have show yesterday, so I'll be interested to take people's temperatures today about this matchup. I have sensed in this fan base, and look, part of it I think is just sort of a natural hope and inclination that your rival is less than, right? But I think there's been, because the Steelers have been a little bit down the last few years and because the Ravens have a quarterback who looks like he's on his way to his third MVP, and he's what, 28 years old, 27 years old, 28? That there's sort of this hope that, well, we're kind of beyond that, right? We live in a bit of a post Steelers rivalry world, or at least a world where we have to fear the Steelers to win the division. Or maybe they beat us once every few times just because it's the rivalry, but they're just not as good. And I think there's going to be a reckoning around here this week of people who, you know, if you haven't paid that much attention to the Steelers, right? And the Steelers haven't played a divisional game yet, and they haven't been on national TV as much as some other people. So I think there's some who maybe haven't seen them. The more they learn about them, I expect the more fearful they will become of what is absolutely a legitimate defense across the board. It doesn't really have many weaknesses. They defend running backs. They defend tight ends. They defend wide receivers. Should they get after the quarterback more? Yeah, I think they're going to, with Herbig coming back and, you know, some guys healthier off the bye. And obviously the four straight games, what they've done offensively now, you can quibble about who they played, I guess, but they're scoring 30 points a game the last four games. And they're not turning the ball over. And they've got an elite turnover ratio. They've got an elite point differential. And if they want to hold the ball for 35 minutes on a lot of teams, they could do that. So people better know how legitimate they are. I mean, they better.
Jason, if you were a defensive coordinator, how would you go about stopping Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, and this Ravens offense?
Whoa. Well, first of all, I want an offense that can score and score quickly. You know, I think the idea that you could beat them at their own game, I mean, the way you beat Lamar Jackson, hey, Lamar, you're going to score 35. It's not going to be enough because we're going to score 38 on your garbage defense. I mean, I think you probably need to be able to throw, you know, beat them throw to throw. Like, the idea that you're going to shorten the game, I mean, I get it and it makes sense, but they can score so quickly. They can score with so much explosion running the ball or passing the ball. It's really difficult. I mean, honestly, I might invite them to run the ball more. Like, I may be okay with them running the ball between the 20s. I don't want to give away, you know, 40 yards a yak to Flowers here. I don't want to give away 60 yards to Bateman there. I don't want to give away 50 yards to Likely on a splash touchdown here. I certainly can't live with that. Can I win the high red zone? Because Justin Tucker is not what he used to be. They'll probably try to think he's what he used to be and give him opportunities to do things, especially kicking in Pittsburgh, which is very difficult. But it's not just over 50 now. You know, it's even 45, 43. Those aren't always nearly as automatic as they were. So, I mean, those are some of the things. But Pittsburgh's got two of the three better units in this game. Nobody talks about Ravens special teams. It's not particularly good. So you're looking at elite special teams unit against a bad special teams unit. You're looking at maybe the best defensive football against maybe the worst defensive football, especially against the pass. And then you're looking at, you know, I think what has now become a better than average offense and one that is clearly record setting and is historic. But on the road with a young offensive line, I don't know, guys. I don't know. I think the Steelers are in better position to win.
Jason LaConfora joining us here in the Fan Morning Show. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Jason, is this the week where Deontay Johnson takes a sizable increase in his productivity level?
I don't know about that. He hasn't been very good. Looks kind of out of sorts. Has had some drops. Has missed some blocks. You know, has had chances where he needs to get out of bounds that he hasn't. It just it certainly hasn't been hand and glove. He hasn't had his Mike Williams moment, I can tell you that. Nothing close to it. It is still early, but I don't think that's on anybody's mind, honestly, this week. I don't think that's something they're playing around with, or, oh, let's get him one against the Steelers. Like, I'm not sure how much he's going to see the field. I do think the Ravens will probably have to live in 11 personnel more than they're used to, because I'm just not buying that the heavy stuff is going to work against the Steelers, and it didn't work against the Browns. It didn't work that well against the Bengals. People who are familiar with it, you know, seem to have a pretty good beat on how to stop it. So maybe that gets him on the field a little bit more. But what they need is to get Isaiah Likely back for this game, and we'll see how much he practices this week and where that is. I think that's much more of a priority. If they've got all three of their tight ends revved up and ready to go, then again, I still don't know about them running the ball out of heavy personnel as much as they normally would, but can they run it out of light boxes, run it out of light personnel and 11 and spreading people out, and then can they throw it at a heavy personnel with a fullback and multiple tight ends on the field? We shall see.
Jason, great early week breakdown of the Ravens. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you post the rivalry game coming up next week.
Enjoy, gentlemen.
You too.
Thanks, Jason.
Jason Lockenforum, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the original podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. So, Ice Likely, Kyle Hamilton, too. We'll see if he's ready to go in this game for Baltimore. The Deontay Johnson stuff's fascinating to me. Like, hey, he didn't sound all that thrilled.
No.
Didn't have his Mike Williams moment. He did have a moment, however, that went viral on social media where he fell down in the middle of a pass route. He was open, and then took himself out of the play by falling down.
Yep.
Not exactly endearing himself to Ravens fans. Couldn't get out of bounds at the end of the first half
either.
That
too.
He's a good player. He's a great route runner. But he does stupid stuff like that all the time. And I'm, you know, falling down's not a mental mistake, but like it just, you add it on to the other nonsense. He says he's missing blocks. Total surprise. Really shocked by all that.
Shocker.
Man. All right, coming up next, Social Media's Biggest Loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It's now time for Social Media's Biggest Loser. Saw this one online, Doran. Wheel of Fortune. Guy gets one terribly wrong.
Uh-oh.
In hilarious fashion.
I like to solve the puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage. No.
I'm sorry, that's not it. Over to Katina.
I like to solve. Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah, that's it.
Although, Will, I kind of like yours better. That sounds better than just clapping right now.
What kind of a charmed life does this guy live? Treat yourself to a round of sausage. First word didn't even end with T.
No.
He's just got sausage on the brain.
Yep.
And then there are more Social Media's Biggest Losers, and I hope this doesn't offend anybody out there. I am not judging, but I've found a problem here. A lot of people trying to get off Twitter and get on that blue sky. Have you seen this?
No.
Oh, my gosh. There's like an alternative Twitter where people say is not polluted by all of Elon Musk's things.
Hmm.
And I saw somebody that I follow in sports media today said, hop on over, follow me on blue sky. Things should be cleaner over there. I want to go back the early days of Twitter before things got horrific. And I get that. Social media is evil. The problem, though, isn't the domain. The problem is the people.
Correct.
So you're going to jump over there, and a lot of people are going to jump over there, and guess what? It's going to suck there, too.
Yep.
You can't run. Like, oh, no, there's going to be better people over there. No, there's not. It's going to be the same damn thing. Same damn thing. Like, okay, you might not have the For You tab.
Right.
But
people are going to be insane.
Oh, my God. People suck.
Yes.
Like, people are going to suck on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Snapchat. And guess where they're going to suck to? On Blue Sky.
Blue Sky.
So, hey, get on over there now while the going's good. But the going's going to get bad real soon. When more people jump, people you don't like are going to jump too. And then they're going to be annoying on there. Food for thought.
Yeah.
Follow me on Blue Sky at _Adam Crowley.
Of course you have one.
I do not have one. Mm-hmm. I do not have one. It took me a long time to get on Twitter at first because I didn't understand the appeal of letting people know, like, hey, I'm going out to buy a roll of toilet paper.
Right.
That's what I thought it was at first, just like shameless self-promotion.
We have something in common then. I didn't get it till I was 22.
Didn't get what?
Twitter.
Oh. See, and that's what you can never run from. I'm just going to be a jerk there like I'm a jerk here. And on Twitter and Facebook. Don't worry, guys. I figured it out. I'm going to go over to Blue Sky. People will be kinder over there.
Right.
Why?
No. No way.
Like, come on.
You're insane.
And that's the problem. Doran, until tomorrow.
Yes.
Wednesday with Doug Whaley, Ray Fittipaldo, bright and early, dark and early, 5:40 a.m. Joe Starkey up next. Thanks for listening. Good job today, Callis. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event. Now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.